Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. Gave all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, but words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I am, and all I am, I worship you.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You took everything I was and made me who I am. I just love that selection. My children, my daughter and my granddaughters did a worship dance off of this particular song at our youth conference. And it was the first time that I had heard the song, and it is just, it just ministers. It's just powerful. So I'm just so blessed that God did take everything that I was and made me who I am. And with everything I have, I just want to worship him. Hallelujah. I just want to worship him because he's worthy. God is worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is worthy to be praised. There's none like him. And I just love him today. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to come before you here with Woman to Woman. Amen. We're here live. Amen. This is a call-in broadcast, so you'll be able to call in and talk to me. Amen. And today's topic is looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in all the wrong places. So I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is going to do today. I'm excited about some of the women who have been calling in, Prophet Evangelist James, Evangelist Regina James, and Prophetess Lalisa Williams, also Pastor Variance. And they have been calling in, these women have been calling in faithfully to share their testimonies and to share in the ministry. Amen. That the Lord has me doing. And I want to thank each and every one of you faithful listeners who have been listening every week, because without you, there would be no need to come and do this broadcast. So I just thank you for tuning in, for being with me here during my time here. Amen. I certainly appreciate you. I just want you to know that. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Call somebody. And I also want to thank you for spreading the word. I want to thank you for spreading the word. We've been getting a lot of hits on the archives, and also I've made a lot of friends here on Blog Talk Radio, people who want to be connected to this ministry. So I want to thank you for spreading the word, and I want to ask you to continue to spread the word, continue to let people know about Woman to Woman. I want to encourage you that we are strengthened, as we are strengthened as women, that we have been commanded to go and help somebody else. Amen. So that's really what this is all about, just going forward from his strength to his strength, going forward to help someone else. Amen. Amen. So the chat room is open for those of you who will come in by way of the chat room. And also the phone lines will be opening up in a few minutes, amen, I do have some thoughts that I want to share. In a few minutes, I will be opening up the phone lines. You can call in at 646-652-4832. Amen. So let somebody know about Women to Women. Each and every week I'll be here. Next week I won't be here. I have a book signing at Crossroads of Life Bookstore, and I will be announcing that a little later on in the program. Give you the details. But that bookstore is in Hillside, New Jersey, and I will be signing books there from 12 until about 2 o'clock p.m. So if you are in the New Jersey area, I invite you to come out and give me a hug. Let me know, you know, that you're praying for me. Let me know that you're listening and that you're being blessed by the broadcast. Let me know that you're being blessed. And buy one of my books. The book that is highlighted on the show page right now is The Cry of a Woman's Heart. The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. If you haven't already read that book, I want to encourage you to buy the book and read it. Amen. Even if you are already in ministry, you may be ordained as a minister of the gospel already. You may be a seminary graduate. You may already be healed from a lot of stuff in your life, but I want to encourage you to take it a step further, read The Cry, and let the Lord minister to you in that particular book. I believe that the Lord will meet you wherever you are. Amen. And also, I want to encourage you to read Nobody's Business or Pump Up the Power. One of those books, guaranteed, is going to take you to the next dimension in Christ. Amen. So often we go through life and we don't know that we are still carrying stuff from the past. So God wants you totally healed. God wants you totally healed from the pain of your past so that you can go forward and be, do, and have everything that he has called for you to be, do, and have. I want to give a shout out to Sharon. Amen. My friend from Facebook. Amen. God bless you, Sharon, over in Pennsylvania. God bless you. It's good to have you with me. Amen. Actually, I believe she's from Philadelphia, but I know that she is a follower of the ministry, and she has blessed me with her comments on Facebook. So I'm blessed to be in your life, Sharon. So God bless you. Pastor Alicia Cooper, God bless you. I know that we're going to do an interview with Pastor Alicia C. Alicia C has a new CD out, and the CD is It's Time. It's Time. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't heard her CD, to get that CD. Amen. And finally, I want to encourage you to come on over to New Creation Christian Ministries. If you have never been to our church, you will be blessed when you do come, because the Lord will definitely meet you there. Not only meet you there, but he will apprehend you there and take you to another dimension in him. Amen. God is very concerned about the saints. God is very concerned about the saints. He's very concerned about his sons and his daughters. He's very concerned about us being vessels of his glory. Amen. It's time out for playing church. But God wants some people that he can use to spread his glory throughout the earth. In the book of Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, it talks about the prophet Isaiah had a vision where he saw the Lord seated on the throne. And in that vision, he saw the holy seraphim. He saw the seraphim around the throne, and they were bowing before the throne, and they were crying, "Holy, holy, holy." And it says that his robe filled the temple, and that the whole earth was filled with his glory. Amen. And that is a prophecy for today's time. A lot of people will say we're in the end times, and I agree with that, because we have wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and all kinds of things that cannot be explained going on in this world. Men are going over to their own ways, and women are, and men, people are just doing their own thing, and God has given many over to a reprobate mind. So yes, we are in the end times, but the thing about it is, even during the end times, God's glory shall be revealed in the earth. Amen. So you have to make up your mind. I have to make up my mind. We have to decide which side we're going to be on. Amen. And that's a word to you on today, to just really do some introspection, do some introspection and say, am I with God or am I against him? Amen. Am I lining up with the plan of God for my life, or have I been sabotaging the plan of God for my life? Amen. And just really take a look into yourself, into your soul, and say, where am I, and where does God want me to be? I told you where God wants you to be. He wants you to be a vessel of his glory. That's his plan for your life, to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope in the future. So line up with God's plan. Get out of the mindset of what I do does not matter. It's not important. It's trivial. And know that everything that you do, if it's done to the glory of God, will bring glory to God. Amen. I pray that you catch that. Everything that you do, whether it's considered to be small or large, if it's done to the glory of God, it will bring glory to God. Amen. I'm all over there. Amen. I don't know how I got there, but that word is for somebody. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Well, today we're going to be talking about looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in all the wrong places. And I'm going to ask you, even before we begin, is that you? Are you one who is out there looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love for the wrong faces, looking for love in all of the wrong beds? Amen. Looking for love with all of the wrong men. You know, some women like bad boys. Some women like bad boys, Christian and non-Christian. There's something about the bad boy that's appealing to us. And I would like to offer that sometimes it's because our fathers were not there in our lives. And a lot of these bad boys, a lot of these men that are no good for us, remind us of our fathers, amen. Remind us of the daddy that didn't stay, the father who was emotionally unavailable to us. A lot of these bad boys remind us of the dad who beat mommy up, the dad who roughed mom up a little bit, the dad who was always drunk, the dad who spent so much time in jail. Come on, somebody. We are chasing after our fathers and the men that we find ourselves in relationship with. In other words, because of the dysfunction in our lives, because we grew up with dysfunction, we find ourselves gravitating towards dysfunctional men, amen, or we find ourselves gravitating towards relationships that are dysfunctional because the men that we are choosing, the men that we are allowing to choose us, are indeed dysfunctional. Amen. Come on, somebody. You know, I know that the Bible tells me not to be unequally yoked, but he's so fine. My God, he is just so fine, and I just can't resist him. He's so irresistible. Or he's paying attention to me, and nobody has paid attention to me in a long time, and there are no good men in the church. All of the good men are married or gay or in jail. Amen. And those are myths. That is a myth. Let me tell you something. If you have a desire to be married, single women, if you have a desire to be married, then God has a husband for you. Listen, if we line up with God's word, God has an obligation to keep his word to us. Amen. So in other words, if you delight yourself in the Lord, then God will give you the desires of your heart. Come on, somebody. God says, I will, as you delight in me, I will give you the desires of your heart. And not only will he give you what you want, but he will give you what to want. I pray you caught that. God will not only give you what you want, but he will change your desires. Amen. So instead of going after men who are unavailable to us emotionally or physically, because some of us will go after the married man, or the married man will come after us and we won't resist him. Or some of us will go after a man in jail, you know, we'll go to visit a cousin or do ministry in the prison and fall in love with a man who is in jail. He is emotionally and physically unavailable, amen. And we got to just take somebody, so we take the man in jail. I don't know, women, we have to stop going to jail to get boyfriends, amen. We got to stop it because, you know, there's something wrong with that picture. Yes, God is a God of second chances, and I know everybody deserves a second chance, but, you know, when he comes home, minister to him if you must, but don't fall in love with somebody who's already locked up and you're going to visit your cousin Bobo or somebody, and then you fall in love with somebody in prison, or somebody calls your house, collect from prison, and you take the call because you just happen to be lonely that night. I'm not making this up. This really happens. It has happened to me. I have had men call me from prison and try to strike up a relationship. But we can't be that. I'm going to say it. I got to say it. We can't be so desperate that we will take anything. Amen. We can't be so desperate that we will take anything. And listen, stop being a booty call. Okay, I have to say it. You know, I know it's daytime, and if you have daughters under 13, maybe you don't want them to hear this, but look, every young girl should know what a booty call is. That's when a man calls your house in the middle of the night, when he calls your house at 11, 12, 1 o'clock at night in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, and says, "What you doing?" What do you mean? I'm asleep. I'm reading my Bible. I'm watching a movie. What do you mean? What am I doing? Well, I've been thinking about you all day. Well, excuse me. Well, why did it take you until 12 o'clock at night, until 1 o'clock in the morning to call me? If you've been thinking about me all day, the devil is a liar. Man, if you have been thinking about me all day, why are you just calling me now? And why are you calling me on Monday night? Or why are you calling me on Thursday? And you never call me on Friday night. You never call me on Saturday or Sunday and ask me to go to dinner or take me to the movies or take me to a Broadway play, theater and dinner. Yes, it's called theater and dinner. Amen. Why is it that you want to call me on a 1 o'clock in the morning and ask me what I'm doing? And then you want me to hit the highway and come to your house, or you trying to come to my house, and what else is there to do but go to bed? Somebody, come on, somebody, answer me. Yeah, we're going to sit on the couch, and then he's going to put his arm around your shoulder, and then his hand is going to touch your breast, and then the next thing you know, he's tweaking something, and then the next thing you know, he got his hand on your behind, and the next thing you know, you are in the wild thing. You're doing the wild thing. And you're better than that. You deserve better than that. Listen, listen, listen. It just doesn't happen. Premeditated on somebody's part. When two people get together to do the buck wild, somebody already had that thing in mind. Amen. They already said, you know what? I want to get with her. I want to get with him. Amen. And we are settling for less. Women, so many of us are settling for less when God has so much more for us. And I say, I'm talking to the Christian women, and I'm talking to the non-Christian women. You might say, well, Pastor Rebecca, Christian women don't do the wild thing with men who are not their husbands. Come on. Come on now. Let's get real. I asked God, I prayed. I said, God, never let me be so far removed that I don't know what's going on. Amen. Just because I'm holy, just because I'm trying to live right, amen. Sometimes I mess up, but just because I'm trying, don't let me get to the point where I'm holier than thou and I don't know what's really going on in the world, amen. And God, I'm laughing. I'm going to open up the phone lines. because I want to hear your take on this. So you can start the call in, 646-652-4832. Because I'm not crazy. You got to let me know I'm not crazy. Amen. God is so funny because, you know, I'm thinking, and let me testify, and then I'm going to open up this phone lines. I'm thinking that I'm above all of this. Amen. I'm thinking that, you know, I'm not going to, I have even said out of my mouth, there's only one man for me. No man could turn my head. I don't even see a fine man. Let me give you a little background about myself. Back in the day, before Jesus, BJ, you know, before Christ, BC, I was the biggest flirt. I mean, seriously, I love looking at a fine man. See, my weakness was fine men. My weakness was men who were tall, dark, and handsome, and built, and even light-skinned men. You know, I just love fine men. You know, men who just look good and smell good and wore shoes. I don't know what these guys are doing wearing sneakers. I'm not knocking it, but that's just not me. I like, if you're a man, get you a pair of shoes, amen. I like a man who could dress nice, you know, shoes, a pair of slacks, a nice shirt. You don't have to be expensively dressed, but at least be presentably dressed, amen. We're not going to the basketball court. We are going to the movies. We're going out with some of my friends. We're going to dinner, you know, put on some shoes. Anyway, that's a pet peeve for me. But I used to love looking at a fine man, amen, a good-looking man. And if he smelled good, oh, God. And if he had an accent, you know, in the later days, you know, I was dating a guy from Nigeria, and I just loved that English accent, you know. It was just something about that accent that just, and if he was well-spoken, if he was smart, oh, my God. If he could keep up an intelligent conversation, oh, Lord. So that was the thing for me. I mean, I just love fine men, and I like flirting with fine men. He could be bad. He could be no good. But if he was fine, he caught my eye. Amen. So this was before I was saved. So I got saved. Amen. I met Pastor Anthony in the bar. He took me to church. I got saved, gave my life to the Lord. So Pastor Anthony is the only man that's been in my life since I've been saved. Amen. Right after I got saved, the guy I was dating, God totally removed him from my life. Amen. I might have seen him one more time. No, I never saw him again. Amen. Never saw him again. So it's just been Pastor Anthony since I got saved, the only man for me. So I'm like, and Pastor Anthony, if you look at our website, you'll see he's tall, he's dark, he's handsome, he wears shoes. Amen. Doesn't have an accent, but he's very intelligent. He can read, he can speak, he can put a sentence together. Amen. So I'm like, I have all I need. You know, that's my boo. We're married, we're living happily ever after, and it's been years. I mean, when I first got saved, these guys, I went to a dollar store. A dollar store was where everything's a dollar or under, and I was getting ready to buy something for my daughter, and this guy was in there. He was Jamaican, and he had the Jamaican accent, and he was fine. He was so cute, and he started flirting with me. I tried to ignore him. I tried to act like I didn't see him, and then he asked me, did I have any kids? And I said, yes, my daughter she was about 25 then. And he was like, 25, you don't look any more than 30 yourself. And he was flirting with me, and I literally put down what I was buying and ran out of the store. I was like Joseph, y'all. I ran. I was like, oh, my God. So, but that's been about 10 years. Okay, it's been about 8 years since that happened. So, lately, let me tell you, recently, I met a man, my God, I met a man in the church, I'm going to testify, I met a man in the church, and this man turned my head, and let me tell you, I was standing up flat-footed preaching, there's only one man for me, no man will ever turn my head, I'm beyond temptation. Let me tell you something, don't you ever think that you are beyond temptation. This man turned my head. He was fine, he had a shoes, he was well-spoken, he knew how to talk, he was tall, and he was spiritual. See, the devil knows what you like. Now, I'm no longer liking that bad boys, but this man was highly spiritual. He knew the Bible. He knew how to preach, amen. He knew how to talk, amen. He turned my head. And let me tell you something, that became a prayer concern for me. You want to know what can take you back to your prayer closet? When you meet a man or when you meet a temptation that you thought you had defeated. But the devil is defeated because the Bible says that there's no weapon formed against you that can prosper. And the devil brought that man into my life and put him in my path and let me interact with him just to let me know that I still had some weaknesses, and God used that to his glory for my good to let me know that there is no weapon formed against me that could prosper. In other words, God has given me the ability, listen to this, woman of God, God has given us the ability to resist temptation. And I was able to resist that temptation, to put that thing out of my mind. This man is still in my life, but I'm not attracted to him. Amen. I'm not attracted to him like that. Pastor Anthony is indeed, and he continues to be the only man for me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. In other words, what I'm saying is you can take every thought captive when temptation does come, when your love comes from all the wrong places. When that man comes and he's not your husband and he's somebody, he might be somebody else's husband, or you might already have a husband, or the wrong place might be at the wrong time, and it might put you in a compromising situation where you find yourself tempted. You have the power in you through the Holy Ghost, through dunamis, which is the power that the Holy Ghost gives you. The Greek for power is dunamis, to resist that temptation. You don't have to fall. I know Donnie McClurkin sings, we fall down, but we get up, and we do. But we have to get to a point where we stop falling. We have to get to a point where we stop falling. Amen. I shouldn't still be falling 15 years into my salvation. I should still be falling for the same date over and over again. Listen, I know I like fine men. That's why when I go somewhere, I want a female escort. Send me a woman to pick me up. And if you send a man, send another man with him. Don't just send me one fine man. Amen. I can resist it, but I don't want to be bothered with all of that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's my testimony, just so you'll know who is talking. Just so you'll know that I'm not above temptation, but temptation is under my feet. Amen. Temptation will come. The temptation comes to fall into the wrong relationship. But you have to say, no, I'm not going to be unequally yoked. I'm not going to bed with a man who's not my husband. I'm not going to be flirting with somebody else's husband. I'm going to appreciate the man that God has put in my life if I already have a husband. Listen, you already have a husband. You already have a husband. Why are you flirting with everybody else's husband? You know, sometimes we're like, well, flirting is harmless. No, it's not. Flirting will always lead you down a path that you don't want to take, and it is not the path of righteousness. Amen. Amen. I'm done. I'm done. The chat room is open. The phone lines are open. I want to hear from you. The number to call in is 646-652-4832. I'm going to take a call. Amen. I'm going to start taking calls now, and you can call in. You're better than that. You're better than that. You don't have to settle for less. Listen, God has your own husband for you. He has your own sweet thing for you. Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. He has your own soulmate. Even on this, as we get ready to go to Valentine's Day, for those women who are feeling lonely, listen, Valentine's Day is a man-made holiday. I'm going to tell you about the love that's irresistible. Amen. And that's the love of God. The love that God gives me, man, nobody can match, not even my husband. But I want to hear from some of you, so I'm going to take some phone calls. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Area code 910. You're on the air. God bless you.
Pastor Rebecca?
Yes. God bless you. God bless you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Evangelist James.
Yes. Hi. God bless you, woman of God.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I really didn't anticipate actually speaking. I was listening, and I didn't hit a number. I just called to listen. But
Amen. Amen.
But
you don't have to speak if you don't have anything to add. But
well, I do.
Oh,
I do
well,
want to say. I do want to say that those were powerful words. But one thing that struck me is that seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the things, all the other things that you're desiring will be added unto you, because you get so busy doing the things that he has for you to do that you're not paying attention to those other things. They just come. They just come to you. And then the other thing, you know, we're saying we're not above. I appreciate your testimony because that really helps a lot of women where you get to a point where you feel like you're not going to do this anymore. But the thing about it is I think sometimes in the church, and I may have shared before, we have to be careful with our friendships because our friendships are friendships, but they are a whole lot more intimate than a lot of times we expect them to be. They become like a codependency, and you don't realize you're becoming codependent. This is just your friend, and you're talking every day and every night. You want to go to lunch, and it becomes a problem, especially if the friend is married.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we have those emotional affairs where nobody really thinks anything is going on, but then as soon as a problem comes up, or an issue comes up, that's when the enemy goes in to kill. He's been setting you up for that purpose, so that he can go in there and destroy you and destroy your ministry. So, and I said that just to say we have to be mindful. We don't always intend to get into those situations and predicaments. But we have to be careful. We need to surround ourselves with godly people. If you're a single woman, you need to be surrounding yourself with single women, godly single women, and learning from the older women, like Timothy told us older women to teach the younger women. But if the older women ain't behaving themselves and they're not living anything, how can they teach the younger people? And
my
so,
God.
You know, there's that relationship. And even recently, you know, I was so moved by Woman to Woman in New York, so I asked Pastor Lisa if I could do Woman to Woman North Carolina, because so many women had come to me that have lost their husbands and who are lonely and suffering, and they're young women who want to be married, who are lonely and suffering. And I'm like, okay, why are they coming to me? But God says, you understand. You've been
my
there. There's no area in that woman's life that you can't touch. So next Friday, we're doing Woman to Woman at Golden Corral. Just so we can get together. So the scripture says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves, exhorting one another unto good works. So we're not going into the church. We're taking it out of the church and bringing these people that are looking for love to come in. And they're going to find love. We're going to find love amongst ourselves so we as women can learn how to love each other and respect each other. Because if we can't do that, we cannot expect men to come in and respect us and love us. And you wonder why it seems like there are no good men, because one woman is demanding respect and the other woman doesn't care what you do. So it's just a praying time, and I appreciate you laying it out there just the way you did.
Yes, because we have listeners who are not Christian, and another thing is we have Christian listeners who they don't have an older woman. I'm 48 years old, and, you know, my thing is I'm an older woman now. I can't act like I'm a little teeny bopper anymore, you know, but people call me ma'am. And I have, like you, I have lived through a lot of this stuff. You know, there's nothing that I haven't lived through. that I cannot share, like you said, that could begin to edify another woman's life. And instead of competing with my sisters, instead of hating on my sisters, I have made up my mind that I was going to take the call that Jesus gave to Peter, is to go back and strengthen my sisters, because Satan has gifted me. Satan has gifted me like we. He tossed me every which way but loose. But when God said, come, when God came and said, woman, thou art loose, I was loose for real. You know, so God loosed me. Amen. Satan wanted to keep sifting me, but Jesus said, woman, thou art loose. Amen. So now that I'm loose, now that we're loose, we have an obligation to go back, and like Pastor Lisa over in New York, when we did the, I believe it was Girlfriends and God Day, I didn't know they had Women to Women. I didn't know they had Women to Women, but that shows how much we need that sister to sister, woman to woman, Girlfriends and God. We need that fellowship with each other, because not only does it show us supporting each other, but we get to, and supporting each other and loving each other, but with that love, with that respect, with that love, with that support comes respect. So if I respect you, if I love you, if I'm supporting you, then I know your man is hands off to me. I know
that's
that
right.
Any woman, yes, amen, any woman, if you're a married man and I love my sister, And I love myself, and you step to me in the wrong way, and men will do that. Let's just put the alarm out. Men in the church will step to women in the church in the wrong way. They will approach you in the wrong way. And like you said, if you're in a friendship with a man, friendship does not have boundaries. In other words, if you're a single woman in a relationship, in a friendship with a married man, then you have broken boundaries. Or if you're a married woman and you're in a relationship with a single man, you have broken boundaries, you know. So if you're in a relationship with that man and it's a relationship that has broken boundaries, then that relationship can, you can develop a soul tie, which is emotional at first. But then that emotional soul tie, if there's a traumatic experience, if there's something that really goes wrong in the life of one or the other, and you turn to each other for support, then that emotional can turn into a physical.
Right.
Men are primarily physical. See, men have sex on the brain a lot more than women do. And then women, we're emotional. But see, we are emotional and our sexual are so close that our sexual is really a way to fulfill the emotional. You know, did you understand what I just said, Evangelist? You know,
amen.
So, amen. So we're not really trying to have sex just to have an orgasm. But
that's
we want
right.
to. We want to feel something emotionally. There's an emotional void that I feel that if this is going to make my man happy, or if this is going to make this man that I love happy, then it's going to make me happy emotionally. I might not get any fulfillment sexually, but at least emotionally I'm fulfilling a void, you know. And like you said, I love it was powerful. You brought the scripture right on in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first. Seek ye first.
Yeah. Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and God will fulfill that emotional void. Jesus said, the water that I have for you, you'll never thirst again. You won't have that void if you keep your mind stayed on me, and my fulfillment. Amen. Oh, that's powerful. That is powerful, woman of God. So where are you meeting?
At Golden Corral in Wilmington, Golden Corral Monkey Junction in Wilmington, North Carolina. Next Friday at 6:45.
So if I'm in North Carolina, if we have some listeners in North Carolina and they want to come, who do they contact to get to be a part of this Women to Women?
They can just come to Golden Corral at 6:45. We have a room reserved, and I had RSVP, but no RSVP is necessary because we know a lot of times people forget or at the last minute they decide they want to come. I don't want anybody to feel like there's any hindrance. Just come.
Yeah.
The girlfriends are meeting. I mean, girlfriends are coming to be edified and uplifted. And actually, there are a lot of people who, like I said before, do not want to come into the church, you know, and it's not, we're not pulling people, trying to get members or anything like that. We just want to come and build each other up. We'll have brief introductions. We'll play a few games, and there'll be a motivational speaker, she's actually a young lady, and who recently got married, and we're just going to enjoy each other's company.
Amen. Oh, I love that concept. Beautiful. So if you're in North Carolina, what's the state?
Wilmington, North Carolina, the Monkey Junction, Golden Corral, at 6:45 p.m., Friday, February 19th.
Amen. So praise the Lord. So go on out there, sisters. Say if you're a Christian or if you're not a Christian, if you are a woman and you just want to get together with a group of women who can now become your girlfriends, this is the place to go. Amen. To be edified. There's going to be a motivational speaker. I believe it's going to be powerful. So, and make sure that you ask for Evangelist Regina James and give her a hug for me when you're out there. Amen. Well, we have another caller. Amen. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Evangelist James. I know you didn't want, you were not intending to talk, but you sure said something. Amen. And I just appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you. God bless.
God bless. Amen. Area code 786, you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Pastor Variance. How are you?
God bless you, Pastor Variance. I am doing wonderfully well. How are you?
I'm happy because we're talking about things that need to be dealt with.
Yes. Amen. And what do you have to say about this topic, looking for love in all the wrong places?
You know, God has dealt with me on that issue too. And, you know, it's so awesome how good God is and how he'll give us the same message, because he had been speaking on that the other night, talking about the woman with the issue of blood. And, you know, her issue was the issue of blood. The blood was running for 12 years. But for others, it may not be blood. It may be adultery. It may be fornication. It may be lust. It may be greed. It may be pride. It could be a different avenue of different things. And so today we're talking about women and our issue, which is men and lust, fornication, adultery.
Jesus.
And it's so awesome how good God is on that avenue. But, you know, what you've been saying today and what, I'm sorry, I want to get her name right. Is it Evangelist?
Evangelist James.
Evangelist James. What Evangelist James was saying is the same thing that God has been impressing on my spirit. And I had it prophesied to me that I was supposed to be helping women. And by listening to you both, you know, he's really kind of like beating me, but gently. You know, saying, get it together, get it in line. You see what you're supposed to be doing, now go do it.
Yes, exactly.
And I want to thank you both for that, because I needed that. But in context of what we're saying, women do it all the time, and we don't even realize we're doing it. And we think that when we find this man or men, because it's not just a woman's hang-up, but we're talking about women today. Men think, you know, when I find that one woman, she's going to make everything great. My life's going to be complete. You know, I'm not going to be lonely anymore. I'm not going to, you know, I won't have to do things by myself. I have somebody to share life with. And you think all these great and beautiful and wonderful things. And what we end up doing is cleaning the outside of the cup, but never cleaning the inside. That woman and that man cannot fill that void that can only be filled by God.
Mm.
And that's why we're out there looking for this love in the wrong place. When we get that man, he's going to make us a real woman. He's going to make us feel good. He's going to take away all the anxiety and worrying and financial stress or setback or whatever it is that we've been encountering. We think when we get that man, it's going to all go away. Everything going to be all great, and that's not the case. Not so, says God. What will happen is we magnify what was already on the inside of us.
Mm.
Like
wow.
when he said, like when he said, when you squeeze a grape, you get grape juice. You don't get orange juice. You get grape juice. And when you squeeze an orange, you get orange juice. You don't get grape juice. You can't get a grape juice out of an orange, and you can't get orange juice out of a grape. And so we become pressed and squeezed when we get in relationships with these people, and that stuff that was in us will come out of us, and we're just magnifying those things by feeling like that person will complete us and make us whole. And then what we end up realizing is we went to Subway and asked for a Big Mac.
That's good.
And
that's
they don't
good.
Sell Big Mac.
That's good.
They sell
that's,
Cubs.
That's good. That's good.
And we bring that stuff into these relationships with people. They got their own hang ups. We got our own hang ups. It becomes World War 10 because now whatever's in him got to come out of him. Whatever's in you got to come out of you. And you sitting in the relationship thinking, I thought when I got with him, everything was going to be better, but now it's 10 times worse than when it first began. Because you never dealt with that stuff that was on the inside of you before you actually got into a relationship with somebody. You can only give what you have. I can't give you money that I don't already have in my account. I can only give what I got. But when I give you what's inside of me, jealousy, envy, malice, gossiping, all that stuff, I can only give what I have. And that's how we end up hurting other people because they think, oh, well, I'm getting me a whole woman or maybe it's a man, I'm getting me a whole man, and they don't know what they're in store for. They're like a lamb led to the slaughter because they don't realize everything that they're getting that comes along with being in a relationship with us, and we don't realize how we're hurting them by putting a job on them that they can't fill. We're trying to get them to fit shoes that don't belong to them.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't feel God's shoes. Only God can feel his shoes. Even with our fathers can't feel God's shoes. Because we got a lot of men and a lot of women that go, oh, well, you know, if you had a father, your life would be better. That's not the case. That does not mean your life would be better. That does not mean you would be a better woman. That does not mean you'd live a better life. There's a lot of people that have fathers and mothers, and they're on crack. They're on cocaine.
Yeah.
They're on heroin. They are sleeping with everybody and their mother and the father, and they have both mother and father. So please don't tell someone seriously, and I'm not taking offense to anybody, but please, having a mother or a father will not create the lifestyle that you need. You can only get that love from God. People cannot give it to you. You can have a good mother and a good father and still end up wrong. I'm sorry. It's the truth. We need to be honest with these people. Or telling a woman, oh, you're not complete if you don't have a man, and you're raising a child by yourself, and the man's not there, and that's the problem, and that's not the problem. There are a lot of men out here. Find a boy and mentor him.
Exactly. And I just want to interject here, exactly, because that's what my husband is doing right now. Pastor Anthony, right now, he started at 12 o'clock until 2 o'clock, 2:30. He's at the church with the young boys. Anybody who's of age that can understand, anybody who has a son, they drop their sons off at the church today, and my husband is there mentoring our boys, you know, young boys, before they get to the age of manhood, are being mentored by my husband right now, because you have to, that you hit the nail on the head. These young boys, these young girls need to be mentored. He took the weed game and he just dressed, put on some jeans and a jersey, and he's going to minister to our boys because our boys need men in their lives. And we have someone in the chat room, and I just wanted to address the comments in the chat room. God bless you. I believe it's Stan. It's the name Stan 14057 quadruple fours. Amen. God bless you, and welcome to Women to Women. Stan is saying, as per your comments, that I don't think that God is everything. You need to love yourself first. then you can love someone else. Said I agree with two of the three comments that you made. The second comment that you made was you need to love yourself first. The third comment that you made is then you can love someone else. I agree with that wholeheartedly. The Bible tells us to love the Lord. This is dealing with your first comment that God, you don't think, and I'm not knocking you for your belief, but I just want to tell you what we believe and why we believe what we believe. The Bible says to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength.
Right.
With everything that you have in you. And then it tells us that the second commandment is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So, yes, we cannot begin to reach out and start loving other folk until we love ourselves. And then I want to add this. We cannot begin to love ourselves unless we know what real love is. And we can only find out what real love is by receiving the love of God, the love that God showed for us when the Bible says that he loved us so much that he sent his only son to die for us so that whosoever would believe on him would have life. And have that life more abundantly, have that life eternally. Amen. And yes, Stan, man was made in the image of God. Yes, that's true. But we are not God. Our problems, see, when we believe that we are little gods, and I know some people teach this, and I know this is on the thing. We're still on the thing because we perish for lack of knowledge, and we need to know who we are. Before we can even begin to deal with this hunger that we have on the inside of us. What Pastor Varians and Evangelist James and myself, what we're saying to the women out there and the men, I don't know if you're male or female, Stan, but what we're saying is that we were looking for love. We were out there looking for love, but love was really looking for us, you know, in the form of God. Because we could not begin to know what love was until we received the love of God, the love of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us so that we could be forgiven of our sins, you know, and that is something that we cannot find within ourselves, nor can we find that within another human being. You know, we'll just be looking. There is a God-shaped void on the inside of each and every one of us, and that void cannot be filled by men, by women, by sex, by drugs, motivational speaking. I mean, even though motivational speaking leads us to the right place and it leads us to feel better about ourselves, but we need to be in relationship with God. Amen. And that relationship means that he loved us even before we even knew how to love ourselves or before we knew how to love anyone else. So that's really what it's all about when we talk about looking for love in all of the wrong places. Amen. Right. And the love of God is that he loves us. He loved us. It's his love that draws us to repentance. It's God's love that draws us to repentance. And I want to address this. I'm going to address the next couple of your comments, and I'm going to let Pastor Darian speak also. And you, Stan, I mean, your comments are right on target. We have free will, and we choose to love God. You know, I choose to love God. Amen. I choose to believe in God through Jesus Christ, the Bible. I believe the Bible. We believe the Bible. We believe the Bible is the inerrant word of God. And this is a choice that we make. Yes, we have free choice. And a lot of people will choose not to believe what we believe. And then you can choose to be positive or negative. Yes. But we don't have the power, and that power only comes through the Holy Ghost. The dunamis that I was talking about, that's the Greek word for power, and that gives us the power for a moral quality of life, a quality of life that has moral standards, where we're not going to compromise those standards and do things that are outside of the higher level of living that God has afforded us. Amen. So, God, we have to love ourselves more than anyone in the world, but we love God first, and we love God above our own selves. Amen. And this, yes, you do stand the same, Evangelist James and Pastor Varians. If you're not in the chat room, stand and say you need to respect yourself. And we, yes, If you don't respect yourself, you're going to be disrespected in your relationship.
That's right.
Amen. Go ahead, Pastor Variance.
I think one of the things that we don't realize is, let's say that there's a person, let's say that there's a man who sleeps around with women, and he goes from woman to woman. That's not respecting himself.
Yeah,
because
go
if
ahead.
He respected himself, he would stick himself to one person. Now, we're not necessarily condoning, you know, shacking up or being single and sleeping with people, but I just got to speak to you from a reality standpoint. When it comes to respecting yourself, you say, I want one woman to make me feel good, to be that woman, to be that everything that I need, and we're just talking about a human-human level. We're not talking about God right now, even though I am still talking about God, but we're talking about just a natural standpoint. You want that woman to be your everything. If you go from woman to woman, you don't respect her and you don't respect yourself.
Yes.
See, we got to get to a standpoint where we understand what respect actually is. If you actually respected yourself as a man, and this goes for women as well, or you respected yourself as a woman, you wouldn't join yourself to any and everybody. Because respecting yourself means you have standards, and standards mean you wouldn't just take this person and say, hey, I'm going to go lay down with you, but you know what? You're a whore. Well, if you respected yourself, one whore lays with another whore, because if you're not a whore, you don't lay with whores. So that means you don't respect yourself and that you are actually a whore, just like this woman that she's talking about, and you're both not respecting each other. You're not respecting yourself, and you're not respecting each other. Then when it comes down to what we're talking about, when we go in the context of love, you can love people. Anybody can love anybody, but where does that love come from? It doesn't come from this world, because you can see everything that happens in this world: greed, pride, ego, lust, death, rape, incest, murder. I mean, everything and anything up under the sun, which tells you that that love does not come from us. Because if that love did come from us, this world would be a totally different place. We would love everybody. We wouldn't say, oh, you're black, I don't like you. Or you're Cuban, I don't like you. Or you're a Jew, I don't like the Jews. The Jews killed Jesus. Everybody killed Jesus. Jesus had to die for all of us, to tell you the truth. They were just the ones that physically killed him, okay? But if we want to be really in reality with ourselves, if we really love our brother and our sister, there'd be no poor people. There'd be no homeless people. There'd be no people that are oppressing their wages. There would be no people that we say we respect more than others. Because if we respect people, period, no matter whether they respect themselves or not, they deserve respect. If we actually love people, and that actual love that we're talking about came from us. But that love don't come from us. That love comes from the Father. And the Father teaches us how to love each other. Because if he didn't give it to us, where would we get it from? We can't get it on our own.
Amen.
A child does not feed itself. The parent feeds the child. So where would the child get the food from? From the parent. And that's who gave us this love that we're talking about. We can love one another, and we can share, and we can care, and we can love ourselves and respect ourselves and enjoy ourselves, but we got to really look at what we're doing and what we're saying from a reality standpoint. If we're not respecting one person, we're not respecting ourselves. And if we believe it's okay to disrespect someone because they're disrespecting themselves, then that means it's okay for other people to disrespect you too.
Amen.
Because that's
Amen.
What we're saying.
Amen. And love, and let's just, in this last 2 minutes, love, and I do appreciate your comment, Stan. Men and women are different. And love,
yes, they are.
But love is the same across the board.
Yes.
And God is a constant. Once you receive God into your life, God is a constant. And you asked, what about other religions? I could go into that, but I won't right now. I can tell you that, and I will tell you that I have looked, me personally, have looked at other religions, and I choose Christ. I choose Jesus. Amen. No other religion offers forgiveness of sins. And no other religion offers a relationship with God. And we'll talk about that in a couple of weeks, because we only have 1 minute left. If you don't know Jesus, I just offer him to you. He died so that we can have remission of sins and so that we can have eternal life. It's a whole lot of things that we can tell you, but we're not here. As apologists, like I said, you come back in a couple of weeks and we'll talk about that some more, but we believe the Bible, and if you will pick up any copy of the Bible, the most read book in the world, you will find the truth, and the truth will truly set you free. Amen. So thank you so much for coming, and we're going to pick up on this topic again. I won't be here next week. Amen, because I will be at a book signing at Crossroads of Life bookstore in Elizabeth, New Jersey. You can go to my website, nccmonline.org, and get information about that book signing. I would love for you to come out and meet me so that I can give you a hug, amen, and also just to let you know that I love you with the love of God. Amen. And also, I'll be preaching at Christ Tabernacle in Newark on 20th Street on the following week. Go to our website and you'll see everything that is going on. We're not streaming anymore, but I just want to say for those who are listening via archive that Jesus really is the answer. And that Jesus makes the difference. Amen. There are a lot of relationships out there. But like I said before, I tried a lot of things. I tried Amen, Buddhism and positive thinking. And I've gone to the Temple of Islam. I've gone to the Kingdom Hall. Well, actually not to the Kingdom Hall, but sat down and talk with Jehovah's Witnesses. I have been to Mass in the Catholic Church, but I'm telling you, there has been nothing like the Christian Church. Nothing like Jesus Christ, nothing like the Bible. Nobody has ever shined light in my life and on what was going on in my life like Jesus Christ and given me the power for that life and life more abundantly than has Jesus Christ given me. So I'm unashamedly Christian. Pastor Varians and Evangelist James, we are unashamedly Christians. And we apologists, which means that we're not apologizing for what we believe, but we will be quick to give an answer for why we believe what we believe. We will stand in defense of the Christian faith because we love Jesus. Do you love Jesus, ladies?
Amen. I love Jesus.
Yes. Glory to God. I love him. I just get excited when I think about loving Jesus. Amen.
Oh, yes.
And that's what this is all about. Because if we don't have the love of God, we have nothing. Amen.
Absolutely. Amen.
Amen. Well, the time went much too quickly. Go ahead, Pastor.
And that's why, you know what, I understood, you know, where we were coming from, where we were going, and what was happening. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we have to stand up and say, you know what, this is what I believe. If you don't believe what I believe, then that's great for you. Because our Bible tells us, blessed is the man that does not sit in the seat of the scornful nor stand in the way of the sinner. And I'm not necessarily calling you a sinner, but what it is telling me is I have to let you find your own way. So that means if I'm a Christian, I'm not trying to convert you into Christianity. If you believe, great. If you don't, great. Be happy with yourself. Be content. I love you no matter what you do or what you don't do. And we're going to keep continuing to be brothers and sisters if you even believe that we're brothers and sisters and we're all one big happy family in this world. But whatever it is that you do believe, we're okay with that. If you choose not to believe that love comes from God, then that's your choice. If you choose to believe that we have this love in us and we're the ones doing everything and making this world great, then that's your choice. If you choose to say, hey, well, I don't believe in what you believe because your story just don't seem right, it just don't make sense, and all of this stuff that you say happens in this book can happen, that's your choice. And we're not trying to get you to believe what we do. We're not trying to convert you. We're not trying to tell you.
You know what? I want you to believe. I do. I do. I know the evangelist wants them to believe. You know, I do.
We do. But the thing is, we can't make them. You know what? I want them to choose heaven. I want them to choose God.
Yes.
I want them to choose the right way. But the reality is I can't make you choose it.
Exactly.
And if I force it on you, that's not going to help you make that. That's going to really turn you off.
That's right.
And you're really going to run into another direction. So, you know,
I just wanted
him and other people to understand we're not trying to force feed you what we believe.
Yes.
Even though we want you to believe it. But we're not trying to force feed it to you. We would love for you to do what we do and go where we're going and see what we're seeing. But if you choose not to, we got to stand back and say, you know what? This is your life.
Amen.
You got to make your own choices. We cannot choose for you. We would love to make everybody do the right thing and lead the right life, but the reality is we can't do that. They
That's
got free
right.
will. Just like he said, you are a free moral agent. If you don't want to be an agent for our team, then you don't have to be. You're absolutely right. You get to choose. If that's not the team you play for and you want to play for the Saints and I play for the Dolphins and you want to be on the Dolphins team, you get to play for the Saints. That's your choice. You're absolutely right. You go over there and you play and you be happy and you be content. Now, does that mean that we're not going to continue to do the job we're doing? No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Does it mean that we're not going to continue to talk about the Bible and what we believe? No, it doesn't. Does that mean that we're going to go back on what we believe because you don't believe? No, it doesn't. We're going to keep full-fledged ahead. We got our ship set on course, and we're going to keep doing what we're doing, but we're not going to allow you to make us try to feel bad or feel sorry about what we believe. If you are a Catholic, then you are a believing Catholic, and you can't make a Catholic feel bad about being a Catholic.
Amen.
So don't try to make us feel bad about who we are.
and Pastor Varys, I just want to speak up, and that is just so true, and I just want to speak up for the person, Stan.
Right.
Stan said, even though we don't agree on everything, he didn't say this, but this is what he said, the last two comments, thank you, great show. And then the last thing he said was, before he left the chat room, was, I love you too. So I received that love, Stan, amen. I received that. You know, I've had people, I was talking to my husband this morning, people have taken clips from my show. They have taken my picture.
Oh,
and
wow.
They have put me on YouTube.
Go ahead on.
and called me a whitewashed black woman who was promoting this white man's religion about Christianity, and said I was bamboozled, I was hoodwinked, and watch out for this woman, and really dragged me through the mud. Dragged me through the mud, telling me I was preaching a stupid gospel, and right here on Blog Talk Radio. So I have.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, put me.
Because they told me too.
Somebody
they told me I was the devil.
Called me and said, do you know you're on YouTube?
Wow. No.
Well, they took it off, you know,
after
a while. But I was on YouTube for a minute. But if you're preaching this gospel, you have to respect.
Yes, you do.
You have to expect resistance.
Yes,
resistance. Because the devil does not want to let go of his hold on his people, on the people that he has a hold of. So you have to expect resistance, but you have to constantly be ready to give a defense and also do it in love, you know, to the point like we did today. We love you. We do want to convert you, yes. Like
yes,
Paul tried to convert. What did he say? I almost became a Christian. The guy, what was it, Pontius? Well,
He said you almost had.
That's what I want you. I want you that close that then the next person that comes along would get you.
That's it. We do.
It's not God's desire that anyone should perish. And that's why this love is so powerful. This love
I
that we
be
have,
happy for them, Pastor,
that's why this love that we have is so powerful, because even when people come against us,
we still
have a love to say, you know what, I know you don't agree. I know it's hard, because it's hard for the human mind to comprehend what the Spirit is saying. Amen.
Right.
I know you don't agree, and you can't understand spiritual things right now.
Right.
But it is my prayer that God will open up your heart, your spiritual mind, to get you to receive what we're saying on today. You will come back again, and you'll listen some more to the point where we will be able to penetrate that soil, that hard soil of your heart. To be able to allow the Lord's word to pierce those hard places. Because what we have to remember, what this whole broadcast about, what the whole ministry of the gospel is about, is that people have hardened hearts.
Right.
And they need to be able to get in and pierce those hard places, the hard soil of their hearts, so that the word of the Lord can get in there and marinate.
Right.
So that the word of the Lord can be able to get in there and soften their hearts to give them a heart of flesh.
Right.
From a heart of stone so that they can receive this gospel and live. My God.
Right. Right.
So I used to be like, you're coming against the God. Oh no, you didn't. Oh, it's war. But not now is I pray that you would believe so that you can be saved. Amen. So that you can live. Amen.
Amen.
You ladies are bad. You bad mamma jamma. See what you did?
I just want to say I'm happy to everybody that did post you on YouTube and said all those great things about you. I'm happy that they did, because you know what they did? They showed you the people who would have never knew who you were.
My God.
Yeah. Because you know what happens when somebody tells us that somebody ain't right? See, we love drama. We love drama. In this world, we eat it up. So if you told me about somebody that wasn't right, I got to go check this out for myself. Let me see how wrong this person is. Now, once I actually get over there, see, look how God working. But the enemy meant for harm, God's going to turn around and make it good. Look how God works.
That's right.
Once you tell me about how bad this Pastor Rebecca is, I'm going to go over here and see how bad she is for myself. Because she obviously is a bad person. Now, once I actually get over there and God started ministering to me, see, I didn't even know the person that really led me there. Because I got there on stupidity, but I came there to be relieved of this pain that's keeping me down, that's got me down, that got me in chastity. See, I didn't know the real reason why I was going, because I thought I was just going to see how bad she was and how wrong she was and how she shouldn't be doing what she's doing. But when I actually got over there, see how sweet God is? When I actually got over there, though, I'm going to get some deliverance. I'm going to get some healing.
That's
I'm going to get some joy, some peace, some happiness. So what the enemy thinks he's doing wrong is actually good. So thank you, every person who posted Pastor Rebecca. Thank you for furthering the gospel. We appreciate you. We love you. Keep doing your part. We're going to keep doing ours. And we're going to make this a great place.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the truth, because people were defending me. They were like, well, she said, I don't see what's wrong with what she's saying.
Right.
I don't see what you're doing this, you know. And I am bad, bold and daring. For
and
the
beautiful.
Lord. Amen. I'm a bad mamma jamma for the Lord,
that's
bold
right.
and daring. Amen. So,
ladies,
we're going to go now, but
because
I've been going into archive, I'm going to have to start having the hour and a half broadcast.
Yes.
Because once a week doesn't seem to be enough, so I might extend the broadcast. We'll be back in 2 weeks, and I might try a 90-minute broadcast. It is Saturday after all, and, you know, when the preachers come, you have to wrestle the mic away from them and wrestle them to the ground. Because the preachers always have something powerful to say, amen, and it's never enough time. So God bless you both. Thank you so much
you
for coming.
Too.
I want to invite everybody to come back. I'll be signing books next week, so I won't be there, but I will be back for part two, because I don't believe God is finished with this, looking for love in all the wrong places.
Oh, he's not.
Amen. So, Pastor Evangelist, God bless you. Evangelist James, I feel that we need to close this out with prayer, so I'm going to ask you to close this out with prayer, and then we'll be off the air. Amen. And I will see you all in a couple of weeks. Amen. God bless you.
All right. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for this broadcast, God. We thank you for every word that was shared, God. Oh, God, we just ask that you touch every listener, God. Touch every heart. God, we understand that your word that is delivered will not come back to you void, God. God, we pray that somebody has received a revelation, God, and someone, because they've received that revelation, will come back in 2 weeks just to hear a little bit more about your love that you have given, because you loved us so much that you gave your only son that we may have everlasting life. Oh, God, we praise your name right now,
yes,
in the name,
Lord,
of Jesus,
hallelujah.
God. Oh, God, right now we ask that you touch each woman, woman to woman. Oh, God, help us to stand by each other and build each other up, God. Oh, God, and when the days are ending, God, when there are no more prayers to be prayed and no more songs to be sung, God, oh, God, we look for a place high in your kingdom, God, where we can sing your praises forever, God. Woman to woman, holding hands, God, along with the others. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that's it for today's broadcast. As you were praying, Evangelist Gaze, the Lord showed me on next week, even though I won't be here live, we will be airing a sermon that I preached on Sunday, and it's Jesus Makes the Difference. Just after this last segment, Jesus Makes the Difference will be that sermon. It is powerful, and it deals with some of the things that we spoke about today. And then the week after, we'll be back here live. So, ladies, tune in next week at 1 o'clock p.m., and we will be airing. Actually, I might air it a little earlier. I'm going to air that at 11 o'clock. At 10 o'clock a.m. Before I leave out for my book signing. So at 10 o'clock a.m. next Saturday, I will be airing the sermon, Jesus Makes the Difference. Amen. And then the following week, we'll be right back here with Woman to Woman. Amen. So I will see those of you who will come to partake, or you can listen to the archive powerful sermon. Make sure you partake of that on next week. And then we will be back here live. So you call us and talk to us in 2 weeks. God bless you, ladies. And we will
Amen.
See you. I will see you all on next week. Amen. And praise God.
Amen. Okay. La 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 la